Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. 25 countries, including the United States, have agreed to arm the government in Libya to prevent Islamic State militants from seizing more North African territory. The international coalition said it would loosen the UN arms embargo on Libya to provide weaponry for forces loyal to the new unity government in Tripoli. With more details, here's Jonathan Marcus.
Libya's UN-backed government of national accord remains fragile and its writ does not run far, but it's seen by Western governments as the best bet to bring stability to the country. The chaos in Libya has a double impact upon Europe's security, prompting refugees to flee the country and affording ungoverned space for so-called Islamic State to prosper. While special forces from the US, France and Britain are widely reported to already be on the ground in Libya, any larger Western military involvement has been ruled out. But if this government is to be able to secure its territory and combat IS, it needs weapons.
A former British spymaster has said more aggressive operations are needed along the North African coast to help resolve Europe's refugee crisis. Sir Richard Dearlove, who used to run Britain's secret intelligence service, MI6, warned of the potential for popular uprisings if the EU failed to control migration. Sir Richard said Europe needed to instigate a major response to the migrant crisis.
A massive European response is probably the only answer, along the lines of the Marshall Aid Plan, which restored the European economies after World War II, plus a much more aggressive operation along the North African coast, as soon as the political circumstances in Libya permits the EU to move its resources onshore.
Rwanda has inaugurated a plant which generates electricity from methane gas in Lake Kivu. The first phase of the project will add 26 megawatts to the grid. Here's Mary Harper.
Rwanda says electricity generated from this potentially lethal gas will bring power to many people who currently have none. Only 25% of the country's population has access to electricity. Rwanda says this will increase substantially over the next 2 years, thanks in part to Lake Kivu's methane.
The city of Aden in southern Yemen has banned the sale on weekdays of the stimulant cat. Cat is chewed regularly by the majority of men in Yemen, but its narcotic effect has long been seen as having a negative impact on the country's development. Several powerful explosions have rocked a gas field held by Islamic State militants in central Syria. At least 3 blasts were felt in the Shayir gas field north of Palmyra. Activists say it's believed that IS destroyed several gas pumping stations to prevent them falling back into government hands. BBC News. The Venezuelan government has published more details about the state of emergency that's been declared by President Nicolas Maduro in the face of an economic and political crisis. It will last for 60 days and could be extended for another 60. The armed forces and local committees will be given powers to distribute and sell foodstuffs. A British military court has sentenced 3 Royal Marines to up to 11 months in detention for subjecting a new recruit to a humiliating initiation ritual. A Ministry of Defence spokesman said harassment and abuse would not be tolerated. Will Ross reports.
40 minutes of depravity and naked humiliation is how the court martial described it. 80 drunk men looked on as Carlo Nicholson was made to drink from a paddling pool full of urine and vomit. Along with other newcomers, he was forced to fight other Marines whilst naked and covered in cooking oil.
The Man Booker International Prize has been won by the South Korean author Han Gang for her novel The Vegetarian. Judges hailed the book as unforgettably powerful and original. It traces how an ordinary woman, a Korean wife, who decides to become a vegetarian, comes to reject all the conventions that bind her to her home, family and society. Ms. Han gave her reaction.
I'm very happy for this and I want to share this joy with my family and friends who will be deeply asleep in Korea.
An estimated 250,000 people have turned out to salute Leicester City, who recently became English football champions for the first time in their 132-year history. To wild cheers, an open-top bus parade proceeded through the city in central England. Leicester were 5,000 to 1 to win the title at the start of the season. BBC News.